In Madison, an estimated 75 to 100,000 people gathered. Dense crowds filled seven full blocks on State Street, from the University Library, where the march was planned to start, to the Capitol building. Thousands of signs displayed gender symbols and female body parts.
I have pregnant and pro-choice. And on the other side, it says, Viva la Vulva. My daughters have, I am woman, hear me roar, and not a pretty girl. It's a quote from Ani DiFranco.
That's Scarlett Wielander, who came with a group of friends and family.
Mostly because I have kids, and I want to see them grow up in a better world than what I think Trump is offering.
Kelly Warren says speaking up against Trump is one of the few things she can do.
Madison is one of hundreds of cities around the world. I mean, actually, today there's supposed to be protests, you know, in Wales and in Australia and in New Zealand in a reaction to him taking office. And I think that he's really, his policies that he's put forth are something that the world is really concerned about.
Judd Harris is a Madison alum and an attorney in Chicago who drove back just for the march. He said the protesters' anger must be turned into action.
This can't be a one-off where everybody's pissed off for 30 days. Because that's what the administration is counting on, that they can weather this loud little storm, but that it's not going to be something that's going to make changes in 2 years.
He says the march is only the first step, and he hopes to keep the momentum going so the movement will continue to grow.
That's what this has to be. Continued action that's meaningful, not just having marches and stuff, but people actually doing things that are going to make changes, that the millennials will never let us down at the voting booth again, that they will realize the gravity of this and how much it does matter.
I think what we have to do really is really work on the local level, and that's something that I've decided that I'm going to work much more on my local politics, my community, and getting involved and trying to work with my local representatives into getting my views to those individuals. And but I really think we have to work on the local level. That's where you really start seeing the difference. You can see it directly.
Marchers passed around lists of chants. Because of the masses of people, the march turned into a rally.
No hate, no fear. Everyone is welcome here. No hate, no fear. Everyone is welcome here.
At the Capitol building, a lineup of local community members and politicians spoke. Sagacious Lovingston, founder of Infamous Mothers, a group that aims to encourage mothers who are portrayed negatively, read her speech poetically.
I show up as a woman in a space of women. I show up vulnerable. Today, I am standing at the intersection of many identities. Black, bald-headed, full-figured, single mother of six children, four different fathers. PhD candidate, entrepreneur, woman.
Madison District 10 Alderman Maurice Cheeks also sparked waves of cheers as he spoke about a meeting he held with community members to discuss local leadership.
Was we spent the morning devising our plan as a community, as individuals, for a 100-day agenda for how we will be determined as a community to drive our city forward regardless of any election.
Some people want to make radical moves and hope to get Trump out of office, but others just say he needs to change his ways in order to gain citizens' respect. The number of people who came out to protest Trump in Madison and around the world is a strong statement. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Amanda Becker.